Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I have in studio here with me today the first vice president, the poppy chair, service officer, and the person in charge of the bursaries for the Port Rowan Legion, Derek Biddle. Derek, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
So you have many hats with the Port Rowan Legion, so let's add historian hat to that. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Port Rowan Legion.
Yeah, we received a piece of paper. It doesn't have an author on it. However, it had a lot of interesting information pertaining to the Legion and how it was founded. Branch 379 came from simple beginnings. It was servicemen and women who had returned from the war. These veterans began by meeting at the Baycliff Hotel in Port Rowan, which eventually became the Rod and Gun. The chapter was created on March 21st, 1947, and the rest is history, I guess. Many of the founding members, from the names of the people that started this chapter, they still exist in Port Rowan and the surrounding area. Some of the names of the original founders: Frank Bantam, Ray Dedrick, Oscar Brown, Howard Brown, Fred Berry, David Blythe, Hugh Cronk, Cyril Cook, Reginald Denton, John Elms, Albert Garvey, Chelsea Louch, Ralph Millard, B. McQuillan, Leo Olds, Jack Olds, Arthur Vidler, Arthur Wendell, Ed Whitworth, and Robert Biddle. I think the fact that when you look at these names, many of the founding members on this list, their descendants are still active in the Legion today. This shows an emphasis on the importance of remembrance and carrying on the tradition in our community. Of course, we're thankful to all of our patrons, our donors, and our volunteers that help with everything to do with the Legion, especially carrying on the Remembrance Day tradition. It's important to acknowledge those who have served and fought for our freedom and those who continue to do so today.
Fantastic. That is quite the history lesson there. And now to go from the history to the present, I have to say when I opened the door to the building today, I was very surprised to find a young man standing on the other side of the door, especially one with titles like First Vice President, Poppy Chair, Service Officer, and the person who deals with the bursaries. You know, that's a lot. So it's great to see a younger person so involved in the Legion. Why is it important for our young people to get involved?
It's important for people to serve their community in any capacity. I think young people especially were the future. We're always open to having new members. Anyone who wants to and is able to serve their community in any capacity, the Legion is a great way to get involved. We do brunches, we do raffles, try to raise money for the community, which goes towards sports teams for kids. It's donated to hospitals, donated to cemeteries for upkeep. We try to make donations and help out veterans' families and anywhere else we can in the community.
And now, obviously, we want younger folks to sign up, join as members, but we need members in our legions of all ages and backgrounds. How does somebody go about becoming a member at the Legion?
We're open at our Legion Wednesday through Saturday. Our hours do vary, but usually between the hours of 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, we're there. And there's sign-up sheets there, membership forms. We'd be more than happy to get you signed up. Of course, anyone is able to become a member if they choose to do so. And once you're a member, you can serve in any capacity. We're always looking for members to be on the executive committee. And especially with younger people, it'd be nice to get some new ideas and some new events in there. We try to do stuff for the public, but without the help, it's hard to put things together.
And other than members, you will probably also have volunteers who help. So how can somebody get involved with volunteering for the Legion?
Yes, and you don't even have to become a member to volunteer. Simply go down to the canteen during business hours or phone the Legion and express that you'd like to volunteer for a brunch or a raffle or help with anything in general. Or if you have any ideas, people are welcome to come to our meetings and express their ideas. A lot of this information can be found on our Facebook page or by reaching out and contacting us. We're friendly and we're more than happy to welcome whoever would like to be a part of the Legion.
And now you can be any age, even perhaps a student, to volunteer at the Legion, correct?
Yes, you wouldn't be able to sign up for a membership, but definitely for 40 hours for kids in high school, helping as a runner with brunches or sitting there watching the bands in the summer, helping to collect donations at the door for the band and helping to put away tables and chairs. So we'd be more than happy to get you some volunteer hours if you need those for high school.
And what events do you have coming up?
They can be found on our Facebook page, but we have our Christmas turkey raffle coming up the start of December. We also have a breakfast with Santa. And our gentlemen that help us out with some things at the Legion, volunteers, they're doing a toy drive for kids in need. So if you have a toy that you'd like to drop off, the Port Rowan Legion's a great place to do it. And it's been a great program they've been running and looking forward to another successful year.
And now, keeping in the theme of young folks, you also mentioned that you are the person who deals with bursaries for the Port Rowan Legion. So tell us a little bit about the bursary program. And I understand that last night you actually got to award one of these bursaries.
Yeah, we don't actually have a chair for our bursary committee. We just kind of do it by whoever's available or as a team. So we like to hand out bursaries to students at Valley Heights Secondary School to help them with furthering their education and post-secondary. So I was there attending at this graduation ceremony last night. It was a great spot. They did a very well job putting everything together, and I was happy to be there.
And now when it comes to your position as the Poppy Chair, tell us a little bit about what you guys use the funds from the Poppy Campaign for.
Again, a lot of the funds from the Poppy Campaign, they go towards cemeteries for veterans and hospitals. There's a couple great programs they do through the Poppy Fund. There's Operation Service Dog, where you can donate to have a service dog trained for veterans in need. Another big one that's good for donations is the Homeless Vets Program.
And now the Port Rowan Legion, you guys definitely do a lot when it comes to Remembrance Day. It's really not just a day for you guys. It is the full week. So tell us a little bit about how you guys observe Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day, as I said in the start, it's a big thing in our community. I'd like to think so anyways. We normally get a very large turnout and lots of wreaths presented at our church service, which usually takes place on the Sunday before Remembrance Day at the Port Rowan Community Center. Starts at 11 a.m. We try to organize and get a hold of everyone, make sure that anyone that wants to lay a wreath has the opportunity to do so. From there, we do our Remembrance Day ceremony at the Port Rowan Cenotaph, which starts at 10:50. And from there, we go to the St. William's Cenotaph, and we have our service there, which starts at approximately 11:20. And of course, everyone is welcome to attend all events.
Definitely, definitely a busy time of year for you guys. And is there anything else that you would like to say to the community about the Legion, about Remembrance Day in general?
Again, I think it's important to remember where we came from and the fact that we do have the rich history, and a lot of these descendants from the original founding members, their family name is still relevant in the area and they're still active in the Legion. I think it's important to carry on the idea of remembrance and to celebrate it. And I just thank all of our volunteers and everyone that can help to make it happen and make it a special day.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio here today, Derek.
Thanks for having me.